Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn band known as People Get Ready has built its reputation on live shows that blend a rock concert with performance art, with the musicians doubling as dancers and more. But with their forthcoming album called Physiques, the band is focused in on their sound, blending their very modern-sounding art pop with echoes of 1970s electronic music. The album comes out on June 24th, but we're going to hear some of it now, as the band People Get Ready has taken over our performance studio, and they're going to start us off with the title track from the album Physiques, live on Soundcheck.
Among the riders, man, we move right down the line. I, for once, consider I am lost, but all roads lead up the line. And
that's the band People Get Ready, live on Soundcheck with the title track of their forthcoming album, Physiques, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Let me introduce you to the four very busy members of People Get Ready, everybody doing double duty on that song. Stephen Recker on voice and guitar. Stephen, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
James Rickman playing guitar, although at one point you had a bass slung over your other shoulder at the same time.
That's right.
Nice trick. Jen Goma singing and playing a stack of keyboards.
Double stack.
And Booker Stardrum behind a very unusual drum kit that Booker includes a sampler, right?
That's right.
What's on the sampler?
Samples. There's
samples. Thank you for that.
Percussive samples, samples that I hit that I'm triggering.
Okay.
And then samples that are just loops.
So, Stephen, the idea of being here, even here in the confines of a radio studio, you sort of kick in and move in and stuff. You came to New York as a dancer, right?
Yeah, that was what I kind of moved here for. I joined a dance company and started dancing professionally for a while. All the while, I still played music, but that's what I did as a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, David Byrne did that tour. I know you were a part of it where he had the dancers actually playing music.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
So, you know, the idea then of creating a group that accommodated both, was that part of the initial idea of People Get Ready?
Yeah, definitely from the get-go. It kind of grew out of a performance piece, actually, that was called People Get Ready. We had a show at the Kitchen during this series called Dance and Process. And, I made this 20-minute piece and Jen and a couple other people were involved, and then we just choreographed some stuff and used songs as the score.
We just choreographed some stuff. Jen, are you a dancer?
Sure, yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Had you ever done dance before working with Stephen?
Oh, yeah. I brought clothes to move in. I've moved around before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with this new record, though, this is a record, right? I mean,
yeah.
These are written as performance pieces as opposed to performance art pieces? Or do you not know that until you get out and do them?
I would say the record is actually just, songs. We were going to try to incorporate some of the sound elements that we develop when we make performance pieces, because a huge thing about what we do is creating massive sonic landscapes through movement, and we have a lot of examples of that. We're going to try to capture some of those sounds and put them on the record, but we just got so excited about the songs we were writing, we just ended up writing a record of songs.
And there are sounds of movement. I mean, we definitely didn't want to be confined to just, a studio, so we did a lot of moving mics around and trying to record in, different spaces.
Well, now, James, let me ask you about the main space in which this album was recorded. It was the old the Clock Tower Gallery, right?
The old Clock Tower Gallery, way downtown. And we were one of the very last guests of that space, I believe.
Yeah.
It was an incredible space, just a whole floor of artists.
And so explain what the significance of recording there is. What is the Clock Tower Gallery now?
Jeez.
It's like condos, isn't it?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
I mean, it's tragic. It was such a cool space, and we were on the 13th floor directly beneath the actual clock tower, and we were actually able to record some stuff in the sort of anteroom to the clock tower, which is this hugely boomy sounding room.
And this is a place where, a lot of quote-unquote downtown art happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Back in the years when that scene was just coalescing in the
Alana
70s.
Heiss and Joe Ahern really kind of helped pioneer that space into becoming, a safe haven for so many artists.
Right. So, and the album was produced by Greg Saunier of Deerhoof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so was it his idea or your idea to record there?
Well, something that we do a lot as a band is actually actively seek out residencies. So I knew Joe, and we started having a dialogue about doing a show there or having a residency, and then all of a sudden the time for making a new record came up, and I just hit Joe up and was like, we want to do this. And it was kind of unreal because we got unlimited access to the space, truly unlimited, for 2 months straight.
Wow.
So that was amazing.
Yeah. Okay. The results is the album called Physiques by the band People Get Ready. It comes out on June 24th. And the band is playing that evening in Brooklyn at Rough Trade. to celebrate the release of the record. So this really was kind of a last hurrah for this great old building that was a part of the so important to the New York art scene for many years.
Yeah, we didn't realize it at the time, but I think it was like about a month after we finished the residency. It's like, yep, they're pulling the plug. We're like, no.
Yeah. Right. We should add that Clock Tower is still going strong.
Doing other. They still have like remote spaces all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not with a 13th floor.
Not with that view.
You know, there are so few places that actually have a floor number 13, but that was one of them.
Did they call it that?
They did.
Oh, brave.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to the songs from the new record, the album called Physiques by People Get Ready. You want to do Rainbow next?
Sounds good.
All right, People Get Ready playing for us live on Soundcheck. Song's called Rainbow. It's from the forthcoming album Physiques by the band People Get Ready, who are playing for us live on Soundcheck today. The album comes out on June 24th. On the evening of June 24th, People Get Ready is playing at Rough Trade, the record store in Brooklyn. Today, they're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear another song. This one looks like a terrible, drastic misspelling of soon. It's got like 8 or 9 O's in it, so I'll call it soon. And here it is now from People Get Ready. Once again, the band People Get Ready, out of Brooklyn, here in our Manhattan studio, playing a song called Soon from their forthcoming album, Physiques. That's Stephen Recker on voice and guitar, and Jen Goma on voice and keyboards, James Rickman playing bass and vocals, and Booker Stardrum behind the drums and singing as well. So, Stephen, how many O's are in this title?
Nine O's.
Yeah. So, first of all, you look at the title and you think, oh, it's kind of a jokey song. It's actually a kind of an ominous sounding thing.
It's a little dark.
And it also just reminds me of those Spanish language soccer announcers. Goal!
It's a soon.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So, will you be watching the World Cup?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the bar I work at, we'll be playing it, so yeah.
So you'll be watching whether you want to or not. you were talking before, Stephen, about how, in the making of this record, it just became an album of songs, with divorced from all the performance art and stuff. Several of the songs, definitely to me at least, have echoes of that kind of 1970s Terry Riley, Kraftwerk, Tangerine Dream.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where's that coming from for you guys?
I think we all just have like a lot of disparate influences. And over that summer, I was listening to a lot of Suicide and a lot of the Bowie trilogy of like
Low
Heroes
and,
Low and Lodger and stuff. And kind of got a little obsessed with that process and reading about it. And I think that kind of definitely snuck in there too. And and then working with Craig, you know, he was just amazing to work with.
With
Greg Saunier.
Well, Greg Saunier,
yeah,
the
producer.
Now, Jen, we've heard you recently with The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. They have a Just Out album.
Just Out.
Yeah.
Fresh.
That was really poor syntax, but I understood what I was stumbling through. You're also a member of Sunny Day in Glasgow, who also have a new record.
Yeah, it's coming out. It was coming out on the exact same day as this record, but now it's coming out June 23rd. So it's Sunny Day, June 23rd.
A day 23rd. Before.
Yep. People
a rare Monday release, because usually everything's on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
here in
I know.
The States.
I wish I knew what was going on.
So who keeps your calendar?
I have a $2 paper calendar that I carry around with me, because that makes the most sense, because I don't have to sync anything to it. I just write it down.
Has she ever shown up thinking you were in different bands? Oh, it's you guys. I thought I was playing with whoever.
She's a pro.
That's actually, people have asked that before. People are like, so do you confuse the songs sometimes? And it's just the process is so different, and it would be going to the dentist when you thought you were going to the heart surgeon or something. It's it's totally different.
Been there, done that.
Because dentists are doctors too.
The album is called Physiques. It is out on June 24th. The band will be playing that evening at Rough Trade in Brooklyn to celebrate the release of the new record. The band is People Get Ready, and it's been a lot of fun having you guys with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.